Once again, it's time for Raw Conversations. This is where Mr. Player Hater talks to random folks about sexually related topics. Today Mr. Player Hater is speaking with Janet from Girlfriend Talk Magazine. Let's listen in.
Yeah, and you know, it is what it is. But what I'm going to do right now, if you don't mind, what I'm going to do is jump into a what I call a raw conversation.
And it's
Raw conversation. It's just like me and you going to talk about, I don't have anything written down. It's just like questions that I may have in mind specifically for you since I'm talking to you right now. Some of them may be sexual. You cool with that?
Okay.
All right, so at the time, let me ask you, you were going through some issues and you were knocking dudes off, as you said, back in the day. I don't know how long ago it was, but I'm assuming it's a while ago. So when you knock a nigga off, like, sexually, what you into? What you do?
What I do? Oh, did you go back and listen to, like, old archives or something?
Nah, I just remember this about you.
What I do at this point, and probably at that point too, I'm more into what I came for, you know? So I'm more into making sure I get what I came for. I wanna achieve my mission. And hopefully he will achieve his. So is that in depth enough for you?
Nah, that ain't nothing. That's some surface level elementary stuff.
Yeah.
Are you religious now? Did you find Jesus or what? What's going on?
No, I'm just trying to. Hey, I don't know how.
This ain't a PG rated show. This is totally
okay. So, I mean, when you say what do? What do you mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, you into, like,
how do I get it started?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm saying, like, what are you into? Do you like lick ass? Do you suck balls?
I don't lick ass. Sucking balls, I have, but that's not like, I don't know, but I don't lick ass. I haven't licked ass. I don't know those type of men. So, it's nothing that I don't want to do. I'm open to everything.
Okay. So, yo, let me ask you, would you let a dude lick your ass?
Definitely. That's about, that's almost like having oral sex now. So yeah,
you know, I found that out. Yeah, I mean, yeah. This whole ass eating phenomenon totally went by me because I don't eat pussy. So you know, the ass eating part is totally out.
Yeah.
Dude, like, but
you
saying
still fucked up? So
what's that?
You still fucked up, but we cool though.
Oh, I'm fucked up because I don't eat ass. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
I'm
well, I need you to speed it up.
I see. Okay, I'm the one who got it because I don't eat ass. So that's interesting. All right.
Yeah. All right,
so you're saying eating ass is like a regular part of oral sex now. It's like if you're going to lick your pussy, you may as well lick the ass.
It's all included now.
Damn. Okay, when did this whole phenomenon come about?
Actually, for me, probably about three, four years ago. I was with the same person for like 5 years, but after that was over, and I went on to experience other guys, but that's what they do now. I don't stop them. I enjoy it.
Right. Nah. If you enjoy it, then you wouldn't want to stop somebody doing it. So, damn. I mean, all right, look. Like I said, I totally missed this whole thing because...
You didn't miss it, you just chose not to do it.
Yeah, and I will always choose not to do it, definitely.
But
there's a big difference between me and other dudes, because other dudes are savages from what I hear, and they just will eat ass like you said, like it's eating pussy, and I don't need to do either one of those things. So,
they are savages because it's no wait time on it, you know? And that was one of the things that stuck out to me, like, damn, like, there's no way, like, I'm not your girl, like, you know, y'all just eating ass, and you don't even know what it tastes like yet, is it clean, it's going down on people, but, like I said, I ain't stopping it.
All right, so let me ask you, not including any dudes that you may have dated afterwards, Maybe so. Because it would totally change my opinion, to be honest with you. If I'm fucking a chick and she's sucking my dick, then all of a sudden she just started licking my ass, it would change my opinion. But apparently that doesn't seem to bother you. I don't think so, at least.
It would change your opinion on her?
Yeah.
The only thing that would make that change, like I said, guys are doing it with, like, no wait period, no trying to see where the relationship is going to go. Like, about a woman, that's the only thing that would change it. Like, how long has she known me? Like, does she plan on being my girl? Like, if I'm your girl and I want to do certain things to you, I should be able to do that. You know, if I'm a jump off or it's just a little fling, then be kind of icky on the things I decide to do with a person. So,
yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, if it's my chick, then it's anything goes. But if it's just some chick that I'm casually having sex with, I just met, we have each other, this may be our first or second time fucking, then all of a sudden she just gonna start licking my ass, and I'm like looking at her sideways. Yeah.
But some women get down like that. But some women think that's a way of winning people over. And it's really not, because, you know, these guys got one track mind and they ain't trying to, you know, lock you down. They just want to have a good time. So, and I'll tell a person everything ain't for everybody coming from me. You know, if you want to do something to me and I'm cool with it, I'm not going to stop you, but don't expect for me to do it because you doing it. But I'm also finding that a lot of this stuff is happening because guys are not holding up in the fucking part. They're not holding up to it now. Like, guys can barely get erections these days. They're small. The guys are definitely not holding up sexually. They can't put it down.
Oh, that's interesting, because you know what? To be honest with you, I've always had that belief. It's like I heard a long time ago, when you get weak in the hips, you got to get strong in the lips. So you're saying that's an accurate fact. It's like dudes having a hard time, for whatever reason, smoke too much weed, but for whatever reason, they're having a hard time staying hard, even getting hard.
Yeah.
So
you
have to compensate by licking asses and eating pussy, is what you're saying.
Right. See, like, I'm the only girl in my family. I got four brothers. I got four best friends that are guys, so I ask a lot of questions. So they saying that a lot of guys are out here taking those male enhancement pills and all of that, so they have a hard time getting erections. And I ask a lot of questions. That's all I could say about that. So I figure if a guy down there and all he wants to do is eat pussy, like, he ain't working with nothing, and I'm instantly turned off. Instantly. So
what did you mention something? I don't know if it broke up or whatever. Did you mention a reason why some dudes are having a hard time getting erect?
Right. Some guys will say they're nervous, but I think it'd be other things. It's either these guys are taking some kind of male enhancement, or like you said, they're smoking weed too much. Or then it's the other, this ecstasy pills. And people take these ecstasy pills, and it has a reverse effect than what they thought it was going to have, you know? So, I find that a lot, too. Then you get some that get hard, but can't come. And that, to me, is a turn-off, too. So.
Really? So, if you're fucking a dude and he can't come, that's a turn-off?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. I don't get it. Explain that.
You don't get it? Because I come to put in work, too. You know? So, if I want to leave with everybody being happy, you know? And I mean, like, that's like my goal, to make him come.
Oh, so if old dude doesn't come, you feel like you haven't done your job.
Right. Right.
So even if he's, like, pleasing you, can he still, like, please you sexually, make you come, but you still won't feel good because you didn't make him come?
After a minute, it's not pleasing anymore, because if he's not coming, he just fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking, and you, like, the condom's dry, you know, you up there like, okay, like, I'm swelling up, like, I'm tired, like, hey, I don't like that at all.
Okay.
Like that, and you pretty much have to be up front, like, and that's my problem, because I think I intimidate a lot of guys. I don't want to if you on some type of pill, you know, if you got some issue where this is not going to be a good night, then I don't want to have sex.
And you would totally understand that if a dude said that, like, yo, tonight's not a good night.
As far as sex, I don't understand shit. I'm real selfish. I'm real selfish about that. Because, especially because guys talk, they talk so much. They talk so much shit up to the point that you give it to them and it don't be what you expect it to be. So I let them know what I want it to be. You know what I mean? And I think that intimidates them. You can pretty much tell the ones that are full of shit, because the ones that's about that game, about putting it down, they don't talk shit back. They just go to work. The ones that probably gonna give you some trouble, they talk a lot of shit. They talk a lot of shit, and when they do, I just already know to prepare myself to cuss them out and be done. And I don't go back. I don't go back for bad sex.
Yeah, now that was going to be my next question. Mm-hmm. I was asking you to define what a one night stand or a jump off.
How do you classify
it? What is that to you? Like, what's a jump off or one night stand? Classify that for me, for you.
A jump off is somebody that I've been eyeing, somebody I'm attracted to, somebody I think I'm going to enjoy that night with, but I don't really want to lock them down. I just want to see what he's about. And that's it. Some people might classify a woman as a whore or whatever, but it's just curiosity. Everybody has his curiosity, you know what I mean? So if that's my choice, then that's my choice. It don't make me a whore or nothing. As long as I protect myself and, you know, be clean about what I'm doing, I can go in and see what it's about. So, but that is definitely a jump off. Somebody I don't really want to be with. I just want to see what he's working with. And the one night stand was like, this shit just didn't go like I thought it was. I hate this nigga right now. And he don't have nothing to say to me, but not in my phone. Nothing. And that is definitely a one night stand, and I don't count those.
What do you mean you don't count those?
It don't count. I don't remember nothing about it.
Okay, all right. So basically, just so I can clarify from my understanding, so a jump off can potentially turn into more fucking, but but a one night stand is I want to see what you had, you ain't working with shit, we done. For you.
Right.
Okay.
Now, a jump off could potentially lead to, I'm going to run into him again months down the line, you know, and that's what it's going to be. But one night stand is, that ain't never happening again. Never. So. Matter of fact, this night didn't happen.
Matter of fact, what?
I said, as a matter of fact, this night didn't happen. That's how I look at that.
All right, so you just totally forget about it. Like, this shit was totally non-consequential. Like, I don't know you. I never
exactly.
knew you.
Exactly. Exactly. If you get a BDR report, it's all bad. It's all bad.
Yo, so when's the last time you had a jump off?
It's been a while. I'm going to say in last May, 2014.
When was the last time you had one night stand?
October, November, 2014.
Was that somebody you had your eye on and you were like, I want to fuck that nigga one day or what?
No, the jump off was this guy, like, I was digging him. Just wanted to see what he was about. But the dude was more into himself than anything. But at the same time, like, if we ever cross paths again, he can get it again. If I ain't in no relationship. The jump off, the one night stand, that shit was wild. That was one of those that was on something and wouldn't come. And, I couldn't take it. He had to be on ecstasy. It was just like being with a dog in heat. And that wasn't cool. Like, this dude was humping my leg, or, like, licking my face. And I'm like, I gotta get out of here.
Yo, let me ask you, because you out and about more than I am. And maybe things in your area is different than where I am. Is that ecstasy shit, is it really popular where you are?
I think it is. I know back in the days it was. I don't know if it's something stronger now. But ecstasy, perks, all of that stuff, yeah, they is definitely, yeah, popping down here. See, I'm not a drinker or a smoker, but, you know, I'm a natural sexual person. Like, I love sex, but it definitely goes down as far as the perks and stuff here. Yeah.
Alright, so let me ask you this. In a relationship type situation, since you said you can't understand nothing when it comes to sex, like, yo, I want some, just fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
If in a relationship, same thing with your dude, it's like you don't have any understanding whatsoever.
You know what? I don't know, this might make me sound like a hypocrite, but I met a great guy. I mean, like, I never met a guy like this before, and he's not as sexual as I am. And he works a lot, and I respect him a lot. But first, I was getting mad, and I thought, like, oh, I can't do this, you know? But then I was thinking, like, how often do you meet a good guy, and this the only thing that's wrong, you know? So maybe you could work that out. So I found myself trying to rationalize with myself. I don't know how long I could hang in there, but for, like, the last 5 weeks, I've been trying to deal with this. I mean, I didn't have my fits, and I find myself hitting myself off more. But I don't know. I'm trying to make that work. Definitely trying to make it work.
You are listening to Raw Conversations with the Player Hater. Let's get back into the discussion.
Yo, would you give me some pussy?
Would I give you some? Like you said, I don't know you, but if I met you and I vibe with you and I was feeling you, of course. But you gonna eat some ass and you gonna eat some pussy. Yes.
Hell no. No.
Oh, then you probably won't get none.
Now, see, now why are you putting conditions on this shit? You don't have conditions on your shit. So why they gotta be conditions on my shit?
We gotta be free.
I am free.
I just said up here and told you that that's what I like.
Nah, I'm too.
You ain't got to go down there for 30 minutes or nothing. Just got to let her know you there.
I'll tap on this shit to let you know I'm there, but I ain't licking no pussy.
No, you got to go speak to her.
Nah, I'll let you rock the mic. I'm not going down there to rock the mic.
Oh, well, see, you won't get that rocked at all. Mm-mm.
See, now that ain't even right. Not to
yes,
that
it is.
You. No, it ain't. See, and that's why I don't fuck with chicks like you right now. Because you put conditions on
that. That's fine. Like I said, if you was my dude and you didn't feel like eating pussy, and I just want to suck your dick, then that's exactly how it would go.
I wouldn't.
If you were just somebody I was going to knock off, working.
Nah. But we wouldn't get to the dude and chick status because you already putting conditions on your shit. It's like, I'm just wanting to fuck you, and you like, no, you got to do this first. I'm like, no, I don't do that. So it's like,
I ain't going to tell you what you have to do. I mean, the body chemistry and the vibe, all of that's going to go hand in hand. And I'm not going to tell you what you got to do.
Look, the way I know I am, we would meet, we'd have to hang out a few times and just like kick it. You know,
definitely.
Some friendly type shit, because that's what I do. That's the way I condition my chicks, that kind of way.
Okay.
And then once we go out and we just hanging out on the friendly type shit, we ain't trying to fuck right now, you end up falling in love with me. And then you just let me tap that ass any kind of way I want to tap.
Well, falling in love has been very hard for me to do since my divorce. And I try not to make that be a habit, because I know things are so temporary. But I'm gonna give it to you how you want it, as long as you're gonna give it to me how I want it, and that's just gonna be the deal. I mean, ain't gonna have to be no love in that or anything. It's gonna have to be some respect, some understanding, and that's the way it's gonna go. I mean, you can sit up here and say what you won't do, how it ain't going, and we'll never know until that time happens. But I bet you I leave there with my ass ate and my pussy ate. I bet you that.
All right, well, I'm glad you're confident about that shit. Good for you. That shit ain't gonna happen. But let me ask you this. Would you let me choke you while we having sex? You down with that shit?
Huh?
You believe in, are you into choking and shit, like during sex?
Yeah, I definitely like that.
Would you let me fuck you in the ass?
Yes.
See, then that's uncommon, at least from what I found with black chicks. That fucking anal sex shit is not normal. At least, I don't know. You know more than I do, but...
Yeah, I love it. I'm totally comfortable with it. And, once again, like, everything ain't for everybody, but when you with somebody that's really into you, and that shit is great.
All right, so I'm assuming anal sex is not something that can happen on the first fucking session, or can it?
It hasn't happened on the first session with me, because I definitely have to be into a person, so, but I don't know how somebody else might get down, so not with me.
All right, so maybe 2 or 3 times after fucking, once you got to know him, you like him, you trust him, all that shit, then he can fuck your ass, nigga.
Oh, yeah. It's probably going to happen by then. All
right, straight. Let me ask you this. Would it be a turn-off if a dude asked you to stick your finger in his ass?
It's not a turn-off. That's something that just happened to me. And it's not a turn-off. It's just like I've never done it before. So I had to do my research on it, because I'm thinking there's some gay shit, and I never had a guy that wanted that done, so I had to call up people, like experts, and just do a little homework. So it's not a gay thing, it's just certain guys like certain different things, but it's something I haven't done yet, but I'm open to trying it.
All right, so do you swallow, like, when you suck a dick?
No, I haven't swallowed.
Why not?
I just haven't. I don't know.
So you're afraid of how it's going to taste, and you may not like it, and it should make you gag, or what?
I was just wondering, like, I don't know how hard it would be to swallow a gob or something. Like, I don't know. I just haven't done it. You know, so have I had it in my mouth? Yes, but I didn't swallow it.
Alright, so yo, nigga nuts in your mouth, you immediately get up and get a towel, spit the shit in the towel, spin the toilet, what you do?
It should be a towel right there.
Okay, I'll make a deal with you. I might lick your pussy if you swallow my cup.
I'm probably gonna be in love with you before I do that.
Damn.
I mean, it's just something I haven't been able to do. Like, I don't know.
Is it something you thought about doing, but you just couldn't force yourself to do?
Yeah, like, I told myself I was going to do it and everything, and it don't happen.
That's interesting. You got some sort of psychological shit going on where your mind is like, now we're swallowing that.
And I'm glad, because sometimes I'll be like so into what I'm doing, I'm like, well, what's my limit? So I know I have some limits. So
nobody's like, no dude has ever like complained or either was like wanting you to do that shit and got upset because you didn't?
No.
So it ain't that major, in other words.
No, it ain't that major. I put in work, so...
All right, now when somebody's eating your pussy, like, because, you know, I don't do it that often, like, it's been a long time since I ate some pussy, can you, like, have an orgasm, a real, like, wet orgasm in its mouth? Can that shit happen?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Has it happen?
Yes.
And what, did he stop it? Did he just keep eating and swallow it, or what?
He just keep eating and swallowing.
Oh, that's nasty. God damn.
That is great.
Oh.
That is great.
Great for you, but damn, if you get up and brush your teeth.
And the best one is when I'm sitting on his face and he's fingering me and eating it, and I squirt everywhere.
Oh, that's okay.
That's
right.
The best.
Damn, that is some nasty shit. Niggas are nasty.
Nah, that ain't nasty.
Damn.
It's being free,
but... Yeah, that's nasty. See, that's some shit I could never.
Now, that's why it's better when you with somebody that you're with, you know, or you have that understanding with. This shit will not be the same if you just with any old person, you know, jump off of anything. You can't achieve, like, that excitement and that thrill just from being with, you know, just jump off. You can't. It's so much better when you with somebody that you, you know, that you're with.
Yeah, everything's fine. But yo, if a dude was, let me ask you this, if a dude was, you know, eating your pussy and the shit was just totally whack, you know, because not everybody's good at that shit, would you stop him and say that's okay, or what would you do in a situation?
Yeah, I'd definitely stop him.
Would you be done with him? Be like, nigga, I ain't fucking with you no more? Just in your mind, at least?
If the sex part is whack and the eating part is whack, that's over. I gotta go. But if the sex part was cool or better, then I just want it in me. I put it back in me, you know?
Okay. So you'd be down with him not eating your pussy because you know he's horrible at it. You just take the dick and be happy with it.
Yeah, I'm cool. I mean, I'll just take it at that point and just be done with it. But some people, like I said, if they can't put in the work sexually like that, they'll just continue to try to just eat it and eat it and eat it. And I hate that.
Yeah.
And I had one guy that was eating it, and I think he bit me. I'm like, you really just bite me? But I have piercing, so I think he was pulling on it too hard, but it felt like he bit me. Like, please, I couldn't look at him even then. I'm like, I'm out of here.
You got piercings like down there in your pussy?
Yeah.
Why the fuck you got piercings in your pussy? What's up with that?
Well, I done had mines over a decade. It was just that, like I said, I wanted to be free. Like, me and my husband was going through something, and he was hitting me with the, you don't like to do nothing different. He just, you know, he just playing. But I'm like a mother, and, you know, house clean, kids clean, getting good grades, playing sports, you know. So, I think, oh, let me start being more into me, you know what I mean? So I just started doing things and stopped worrying about what, you know, being Miss Perfect, how I look to other people. And I just started doing things that felt good to me. So yeah, I wanted to try the piercing. So I got my nipples done, I got my clit done. Then I wanted to try a tattoo. I got, you know, I'm fully body tattooed now, you know. So it was just like I got more into me, more into me. So, I'm good. Like, I don't look my age. My kids are grown. So, I just feel like I just want to be free sometimes.
Hi, straight sister. I truly appreciate you being open and honest, and I enjoy the conversation, no doubt. Where you at now?
As far as city or where I'm at here?
No. You were driving like you were on your way to the office.
Yeah,
right?
I'm at work. I'm in the parking lot.
All right, cool.
If you sweating in this hot
ass
car.
Oh, it's hot in Ohio?
I don't know if the conversation made me hot.
Oh, damn. Yo, that is funny. But yo, if you get some dick tonight or this afternoon, if you have to call that nigga over, let me know. And tell him to give me some props for that shit, because it's all because of me.
I'm definitely going to get some. I don't know, but I'm definitely going to get some. You about to make me take a early leave.
Oh, you going to leave and go get some real quick and then go back? Damn. It's like that. It's like, you know, when you want it, you got to get it type shit.
Yeah. Definitely at an age where I'm on 10. I'm definitely on 10. And I explain that up front. Like, I don't like no... Don't like, but not right now. Don't like that.
But you said old dude works a lot, though. You know that shit causes stress.
He works a lot. And
right. And not everybody can be on command or on demand.
And I respect that. So I will wait a few hours for him. But
a few hours on you? Oh, nice. Yeah. A few hours.
Yeah, and before the night ends, he definitely got to make sure we see each other. But, like I said, I don't know how much longer I got. You might have to find somebody a little bit more understanding.
When's the last time you had to pleasure yourself?
This morning.
So that means you didn't get none last night?
Nah, I didn't get none last night.